Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
You want to go out? All right. That's Ace. Brownie, are you going out? Let's go.
Sherry Richburg lives in a small white house with two dogs she rescued, brothers who are part pug, part dachshund. They keep watch over this property, and she takes good care of them. Brownie, she notes, has back trouble and allergies.
At night, I give him a half a Benadryl. It helps him to sleep because all night he's up crying and scratching, and I know how it feels to be in pain and to be itching, too. It's very miserable.
25 years ago, Richburg was a social worker in California. One day, en route to Pasadena, she was in a head-on collision. She spent a year in the hospital as everything but her right leg healed. Needing follow-up care, she returned to live with her father in Lynchburg, and doctors at UVA tried a surgery to help her walk again. Instead, she developed a deadly fungal infection that could only be controlled with a drug called Diflucan.
The medication was very, very expensive, $760-some for 60 tablets.
But she came up with the cash and was soon well enough to help care for 16 grandchildren and her 91-year-old dad.
I would take him to the VA. I meet the school bus.
And when a friend asked her to deliver a package, she didn't hesitate.
What took place was my fault. I can't blame anybody but myself. It was my stupidity. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
A judge sentenced her to 20 months behind bars. But the punishment would turn out to be much worse. Despite a court order to improve woefully inadequate medical care, the Fluvanna Correctional Center for Women failed to provide the medication Richburg needed. Day after day, she was told the Diflucan had not arrived.
The whole time, this fungus is steadily getting out of control. When they took me out of there in September to UVA, Dr. Gable couldn't find a pulse. And Dr. Quay said, Sherry, you're supposed to be on this medication. And I said, I told them, but they wouldn't give it to me.
She was treated and returned to the prison infirmary for 6 weeks. But when she was freed in February, she was not well.
When my daughter-in-law would sit me up to try to bathe me, I didn't even have the strength to sit up. And I was in so much pain.
Her children took her back to UVA, where doctors removed her leg to save her life. Today, she's in a wheelchair, moving easily around the house, looking after the dogs.
Let's go. Nap time. Hit them up, move them out, rawhide.
Her lawyers, Brenda Castaneda and Sharon Ellis, say many women at Fluvanna are still unable to get their medication or the right care for serious conditions.
For instance, a client of ours is mostly blind because she spent many years in the prison not getting appropriate treatment for her type 1 diabetes.
We have one plaintiff who is awaiting a hip replacement, and while she's waiting, her hip is sinking in, and so her legs are uneven, and she needs a prosthesis for her shoe so that she can stand steadily. And Fluvanna has not provided that to her. Just basic things.
If a judge agrees, the state could be hit with fines, and someone could be appointed to enforce the original agreement. Sherry Richburg hopes that will happen.
And I know with my speaking out, somebody's life will be saved.
In Lynchburg, I'm Sandy Houseman.